Whether you choose to believe in it or not, coffee divination, the act of reading the future in one's coffee grounds, has been a part of the ritual surrounding coffee since the Arabs began trading it in the early 1400s. Though still common in the Middle East, coffee diviners are rare in the U.S. Anstrain Champs found one such person, though, Barbara Moran.
If you find the truth, you have to speak it or you'll be afraid of it. And we all ask ourselves the same questions. Why am I here? Where did I come from and where am I going? Because we have to make sense of the universe. We have to put things in the past, present, and future.
That makes coffee divination sound cosmic and mystical. Do people tend to use it on that level, or do they use it for very practical things like, should I take the job or should I buy the car?
It can be anywhere. Or what's my future husband going to look like? Or am I going to be rich someday? Actually, depending on who's reading, I noticed the Arab women are really big on your love life and your sex life and how other people see you. The Turks tend to stay within the philosophical range and the Greeks into the range of the cosmos. So it depends on who you have read your fortune, how it will be. But I try to stay away from people's sex lives. So I don't know how well the customers know each other. I'm not sure what to share.
Here's our coffee. God, it smells good. What's in Turkish coffee that makes it Turkish coffee?
It's actually just coffee, but very, very finely ground.
But it's not the same as Italian espresso, because isn't it? It's made differently,
yeah, it's
right?
It's not espresso. It's actually cooked in a cezve, which is a little copper pot, and you fill it up to the bend in it with water, and then stir in the coffee and whatever sugar, and you let it come to a boil, and then you take off the foam that forms and put it in the cup.
Gotten to the point where my coffee is very sludgy. Should I keep drinking the sludge?
Or no.
Can I stop here?
Put the saucer on top.
On top.
Yep, that way. And flip the whole thing over.
Okay.
I will lift up the cup. Soile chalin, chiksen fallen. From this moment in time, your fortune will now be told. You can see that there are things that have appeared there in the cup.
Yeah, it looks like a flame has scorched the bottom of the cup. It's got that flame shape.
Yep.
And there's a sort of dark puddle of mud underneath it.
The things that are towards the rim are things that are happening in the future. This is your destiny that lies in the bottom of the cup.
That puddle of mud?
Look at it clearer, and you can see that it's actually a big tree with a big canopy.
It is, you're right.
And it's sitting upon a very nice chunk of earth. The trunk of the tree is tipped a little to one side.
That's exactly what it looks like, mm-hmm. is a tree standing on top of a hill. Mm-hmm.
You have grown something from a seed that has become big enough to shelter those around you. It's something that is mature enough to produce a harvest. And it's something that, although it's a little more developed on one side than the other, has good balance. And that it's firmly rooted in the earth. That's an excellent symbol to say that you have a creative, productive life.
That's lovely.
There's some other things here. One is this symbol here. It shows two things that can interlock. And what that means is that you can achieve what you can do because you have someone who supports you or things that support you. The other thing that's here that's interesting is that this says that there may be a time in which you will discover that the only way that you can grow is by finding a higher hill to climb. And from that perspective, you'll be able to see things that you carry with you that are burdens in a whole new way.
Which symbol? Show me which symbol says that.
Is this. This is the path up the incline.
Oh, so it looks like there's a little path going up the side of the cup,
mm-hmm.
up to a little kind of plateau.
Mm-hmm. And that what this means is that when you stand at the top and you see all of the things below in perspective, looking back, that you'll be able to take off the burdens and set them there and leave them freed of the things from the past.
Barbara Moran is the owner of the Dardanelles Restaurant and Turkish Coffee Shop in Madison, Wisconsin. Anstrain Champ spoke with her.